10, 11, and 12. And I've asked if Dwayne would get up there. And where's that microphone at? Right here. Yeah, this green mic, y'all.
For the one who wants to love life and to see good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. And he must turn away from evil and do what is good. He must seek peace and pursue it. Because the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to the request. But the face of the Lord is against those who do what is evil.
Okay, thank you. Now, we got that up there. Now, this is you know, it was a long time before. I never fully preach out of any, I preach mostly out of the King James, because it's a reference place for all people. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil. Now, the title of my message is Your Best Year This Year. God wants you to have your best year that you've ever had this year. And I'm going to be preaching a series, and this is going to be the key verse. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips, that they speak no lies or guile. Then it says in verse 11, let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. What I'm saying to you is that you can have the best year ever. God wants to give you the best year ever. And in what ways? He wants you to have the best in your health, in your problem-solving skills, in your financial, in your avoiding danger, avoiding disaster, avoiding, Mindy and I know somebody. I've been working on it for years, and he hasn't responded. And him and another fella got off, and they got drunk, and it was terrible. The drive shaft, was that in the bed of the truck? That's a pretty bad disaster when your drive shaft, I want you to be able to avoid that. Avoid those things. I've told you about the time the Holy Spirit, I was going to Fort Smith. It was during the 4th of July season. The Lord said, Angelo, pull over right now. And I heard Brother Autry say that to me. Somebody that was like a father in the Spirit. And he said, Autry, pull over. And it was a hill there. And it was a logging truck, lost control. And if he would have been where he was, he'd have got hit. Well, how bad? Probably not good. But anyway, I just pulled over, and I pulled over in front of a fireworks stand. I said, Lord, did you want me to buy fireworks? Before I could get that all out, here comes blazing, a Porsche going over 90 miles, about 100 miles an hour. And here's the Fort Chaffee police right on their tail. And he came over right where I would be. I'm telling you the truth. He just came right over. He came from the lane going east towards home here, and he just came over. He hit that ditch, and that Porsche ended up on its upside down. I'd have been hit. Would I have been hurt? Probably. I don't know. I got hit by a deer. A deer hit me. Sorry, outfit. I'm minding my own business, driving to Dardanelle on Highway 22 at 12:04 on a clear day. No trees or nothing in sight. And the deer came now and hit me, T-boned the front end of my car, and did $8,200 worth of damage. Billy is real reluctant for letting me take the car now. But it wasn't my fault. It was the deer's fault. And Jason Frederick said, now, Brother Angelo, he said, here's something you don't see every day. Because in that front tire on the driver's side, there was hair stuck in between the rim and the rubber, stuck in there. I never seen anything like it. It took me 3 days to get over that. And it just, all of a sudden it was there for a second, and the windshield didn't break. I'm telling you, I could really sell Hyundais right now. Sure kept me alive. I was going 55. And it just hit me inside, crazy outfit. He killed himself. Afterwards I said, Elizabeth, and on the way back, the Lord said, now you go to Darnell. Well, you said you were going to teach us how to avoid that, yeah? I think I could have avoided that if I'd have cooperated with God a little bit more on some things. And it's funny, not a hair of my head got hurt, but the car sure got messed up. But let me say this here. It's fixed now. It's over. Have you ever had anything happen in your life that you say, God, I don't know what this was all about, but you sure have my attention? Anybody ever have that happen? I'm going to tell you, I've had that happen. You know, the Word says in Hebrews chapter 12 that he that I love, I will correct. I will scourge and chastise him in the King James Bible. He said, now, no correction seems pleasant at the time, but afterwards it produces righteousness. In other words, right living. It produces some things, some adjustment in your life. You know, there were some things I had to adjust. I was wrong. And you know what? It wasn't mistakes. Sins. Sin. And when you can get to where you call sin, sin, you grow. And until you can do that, there's a problem there. See, we're going to take the rest of the time here. Josh, Dwayne, come up here and help me. I want you to do something here real quick. I want you to make an altar. And you know what? I just confess to you that God was dealing with me because I had some sin in my life. I want you to make an altar wherever you are and examine your life.